initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers. From across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hey, this is Vern Troyer, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's TAM Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
You are listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn.
And this is Kelly Preston, I'm so excited.
Welcome to Hollywood, what's your dream? Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't, but keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood, always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
Yes, drive time horns. You're on your way home. We're on six stations, 3 FM, 3 AM, and you're wondering what Hollywood Connections is all about. We are here to get you connected in show business, and I'm so excited. I've been on the air for over 35 years as a talk show host, and I have some amazing guests in the house. You don't want to miss this. And if you do miss this and you're driving, please go to TAM Talk Radio Network on YouTube, and please watch the show over, or go to my Facebook and watch it as well. So anyways, let me introduce our amazing guest in the house first. We've got Hollywood, Jollywood, Jollywood, Hollywood.
Holly, you can't make it Hollywood with the same sentence as Jollywood.
No, Jollywood, Jollywood.
We've Mr. Jollywood.
Mr. Jollywood, Mr. Hollywood, right here in the house, yes. And he has some amazing things he's going to be talking about, from hacking Hollywood.
Yes.
I went to your event, and it was fabulous. The most amazing event on the red carpet was truly amazing, with all their film directors, people pitching shows.
Yes.
Experts in the field.
We actually had one being shopped by a professional company that took the project that was actually pitched, and another one actually got financing from the Pitch Fest.
Whoa.
So that's good to know. See, if you've got a project out there, hack Hollywood in Jollywood.
There you go. And where should they go? I mean, what website?
JalbertBrothers.com, if they want to do that.
And spell that for everybody.
Well, if you think of Albert with
Albert.
A J.
Jollywood.
So JalbertBrothers.com.
That's I'll never forget how to say your name now, because I struggled.
Just think of Albert.
Yeah, Albert with a J.
Or it's French. French, so it's Jalbert.
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 Yes. We were saying that before, yes. So anyways, and then we have Lisa V.
Yes, hi, I'm here. Made it.
And you have a special coming up under Beauty Queen Special.
Yes, I do, and it's called What's Up St. Pete. So
ooh.
I can't wait.
That's next week.
That's next week, yes.
Right.
Yes, I've got a lot of things happening and excited. Hopefully the guests that I'm trying to get on will be able to confirm, and it's going to be really informative, and people, we definitely want them to call in, because you know we have questions, and we'll have people
one
who
question.
Have the answers.
Yes.
What's up in St. Pete?
It's lots going on in St. Pete.
All right.
And she's going to be talking about that. Then we have a VIP guest that drove all the way from Lakeland, Florida.
Yes, it was brutal.
Yeah, my son and daughter-in-law were on his podcast. And tell everybody what your podcast is called.
It's called Bustin' Experience, and we have a lot of wonderful conversations. Sometimes it's hot topics. Sometimes it's just fun stuff like Star Wars or whatever. But we love it, and we enjoy it.
So the last topic was, my daughter-in-law was there, and she went to the protesting.
Yes, and I was there as well.
Oh, that's where they met it. Okay.
Well, I know her from, because I do a lot of acting and skits and stuff in schools, and I serve a lot there. But so I saw them at the protest, and I'm just kind of there, just kind of getting the truth. I'm not really, you know, one way or the other. I just want to know what the truth is. So I was at the crazy protest too, where they were on Memorial Boulevard and like blocking stuff and all that stuff. And so I just went and I saw them there, and I was like, I messaged her later after the protest, and I said, hey, let's, how about we, you know, we talk about it. We just, you know, let me ask you some questions. Let me kind of get your perspective on things, and, you know, let's see where it goes from there. So,
wow.
Yeah, it was great. It was awesome.
So how do people tune into your podcast?
I'm on YouTube and I'm on Spotify. It's Bustin' Experience, BUSTINEXP. And go in there, subscribe. And
did you say Boston?
Bustin'. Oh, okay.
I was going to say, I'm from Boston. So when you said that, I'm like, oh, snap.
See, I think of it this way. Like, we all have experience, right? And when you bring all that experience together, you're just Bustin' Experience, right?
I like
so
it.
So that's where I came from.
That's cool. And we also got you a SIG agent, by the way. We got
she
him a
did.
SIG
She's
agent.
Spoiling me.
We did. Yep. And so all the paper was in, which was really cool. And now he got to meet Brian over
You're
here.
You're just like a connector. Like, you just connect everybody. She's so awesome.
That's why we're called
connects everybody. Jollywood. Jollywood Connections.
Jollywood Hollywood Connection.
That's right. And we're so excited to have you both here and our show, and we've got some fun things. But for Drive Time, I don't know if he's going to make it, but one of my good friends, Gene Anderson, you talked to him before, King of the Hollywood Blues, was on tour with George Clinton for many years. The second song,
yes,
I really like, in case he doesn't call in, I told him we'd play it. It's more of a dance song.
I like dance songs.
I do too. And you know what's really wild? His music is on TikTok. Gene Anderson has a ton of music.
We gotta sing together.
No, yes, you can do a duet. But also, I'm challenging everyone out to go look for Gene Anderson and do a song and duet with me. Because that would be fun to dance, make up something. I don't know, something fun.
Like the Cupid Shuffle dance?
You have to show us that one.
You want me to do the Cupid Shuffle?
Please, right now.
I want the band.
Play
split.
It. Let's go. Let's go.
Damn split live here.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I don't do splits live.
Wait a second. We just saw you. You did.
I got to get a couple takes.
What was the one you just did on Facebook?
It was the Van Damme split. That was great.
Oh, that was
great.
Awesome.
He's on the chairs, and all of a sudden he's smiling, and all of a sudden he goes back. I'm like, uh-oh, was I supposed to share this?
I fell down. What can you say? You can't be perfect all the time, so you got to show
well,
your imperfection.
Close. You're like 99.9. You know,
I'm
like
trying to get
one
on Van Damme level. I'm not quite there yet.
You're closer than I can ever get to Van Damme level. Are you showing it to me? Yeah.
Well, you know what? Even on TikTok and all over, both of you, you know, for being in the film business, you have movies. I'm going to go back to you, Brian. You have movies that are out on Amazon Prime right now. So tell us about that.
Yeah, so we do got projects on Amazon Prime. We actually got done just shooting a movie. Michael Prey, Robert Lazzardo, called Mind Games.
Ooh.
Yeah, so we just got done shooting that. And we got some interest from a few big companies that are interested in distributing it. So we're working that out now.
Can we find out what Mind Games is about?
Ooh, well, it's a mind game. So I don't know if I can tell you everything.
Oh.
But just to give you a sneak peek, an army psychologist gets trapped in an RV and taken hostage.
Oh.
Mm.
But
that's my fear.
Is that a fear
for a gas station and not be paying attention?
Well, we're going to do that right after this.
Oh, my God.
You're adorable. I can feel it. I can see his face. I'm like, oh, no, we're in for it now.
That's
and then
funny.
I'll do a Van Damme split on the chairs.
This is Brian. You're wonderful. It's awesome. Oh, thank you so much. I want to thank everybody on TikTok that's watching us on both of them. And it's Dawn Reese Show on TikTok.
I'm looking it up.
Dawn Reese Show. And then also we want to thank Wyoming in the house because he's a truck driver.
He only wants ladies 35 and under. I saw that post. So sorry, Wyoming. I'm way out of that league.
But he helps people grow. So
we're
if he
almost
doesn't
getting
call
McDonald's
in
coffee at a discount. I'm just kidding. Isn't it like 55 and over? I'm joking.
So in the meantime, let's go to some of that dance music and with Gene Anderson. And I'm going to try to text him right now and call him.
Ow. Feeling so good today.
Let's see if you like it.
You know what's the name of it is?
The second one that I sent you. I don't know, whatever on the email. The second one. He's got two dance songs. And I think it would be kind of fun to put that on TikTok because I didn't realize all of his music was on TikTok. You know, I mean, it's cool to see some of your friends.
You really like this TikTok.
I am having.
Oh my gosh. 3 a.m. I had to turn off my notifications on Facebook because it's like, Dawn's live.
I haven't done it for a while.
It's great.
I know.
Are you addicted to TikTok? Are we going to have to take your TikTok away?
Yeah.
That is like a fate worse than that. Like, you see her face, she went like, oh,
what?
No.
What?
How dare you?
Yes. Find a happy place.
Happy place. All right, let's go. You got it? And this is Gene Anderson, and hopefully he'll call in a minute. I'm going to try to call him and find out where he's at. I'm Dawn Reese, Hollywood Connections. We're going to find out what filmmakers are doing, what podcasters are doing, what we're doing.
He's probably dancing.
He probably is. In Vegas.
And he's wah! And yeah. He's doing like the splits,
yeah,
like a James Brown.
I feel good.
Yeah, he could be doing that. All right, let's play it. We'll be right back.
Sound to me. You always complain like I'm the one.
and that's Gene Anderson. He's got a new book called The Birth of Hip Hop, and he used to open for Red Fox and a dear friend of mine in Las Vegas. If he doesn't call in.
I just watched Sanford and Son last night.
He was good friends with him. Red Fox. Yeah. So anyways, I love that music. And please, everybody on TikTok, please go to Gene Anderson, G-E-N-E Anderson, and check out his music. And yeah, that'd be fun to do duet with somebody on there as well. You can actually do duet. Like you did the thing on the chair.
Yeah.
Somebody would actually try to do that duet.
Like the same thing.
Yeah.
Or like a splits duet.
No, you would share it, and then somebody else comes up on their screen on their with their face, and they could do that chair trick.
Interesting.
Yeah, and then
I got an idea. I'll do a cartwheel, and then you'll do the split, and then we'll ta-da, we'll finish. So.
Yeah, my daughter-in-law got 70K hits on just a cup thing. A cup.
My red solo cup thing that that's lines of measurement, and somebody checked it. It is correct. A quarter cup. Nobody knew the red solo cup. All you got to do is fill it up to that third line with your alcohol, and the rest is a mixer.
No. She went like this with a cup thing. Are you kidding? They made a pyramid with these cups. Mine is the one that I got. I got to tell you guys that went viral. People say, what's your viral video? It has 70K hits.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was at Disney, and in the sky, I picked a picture with the video. It says, trust Jesus. And I said, my viral video is trust Jesus. They go, I do trust Jesus. I said, that is my viral video.
There you go.
Interesting.
I know. So you never know what can go viral up there in TikTok land.
Right.
So anyway, so Brian, tell us more. I know you have a lot to talk about. Now, people that are watching from all over the world, you could come to his next Hacking Hollywood.
Yes. So we got the Hacking Hollywood, which is an event we do annually every year for people to come in and pitch their projects, filmmakers, actors, writer, producer. If you are in the industry, you want to be here for this. This is an event that we hold every year for that in particular. Pitch your projects, meet people, network, have a great time. Okay. On top of that, we just got a new headquarters.
Jollywood Studios.
Jalbert Brothers. So we've got, which will open it up in about 2 months. So we're doing all the renovations over there, working on it now. Okay.
It's amazing. Your new logo is fabulous.
That's our old logo.
Well, it looks good. You must have painted something. I don't know what you painted.
We did some a little. Well, we added space to it.
On the wall.
Yes.
And it makes a mural.
The guy did a phenomenal job. Freestyle Productions did that for us. And then we also shot the movie Mind Games that we just shot, and then we got a couple in pre that we're working on some big things. So with that being said, that's what's going on with the Jalbert Brothers. See? And we're having fun, and we're doing splits, and we're drinking, and we're getting crazy.
And everything's wild. Damn split thing.
It's on my Facebook too.
He could do it on TikTok and go viral with it. Trust me.
Well, wait. Hey, we got chairs. We'll go out front after the show at 7, and there you have it.
I got to start charging for this. I'm not doing any more free splits.
We'll work it out in commercial trades.
You give me a couple Long Island iced teas. Oh. I might do the splits.
All right, we'll have you back next week, and I'll bring the gallon.
All right. That's a deal.
So anyway, but what I really liked about Jollywood, you had a really amazing PR person that worked with you.
Yes, Maureen. We're going to be talking to her again, which you hooked us up with.
Yes,
I met her right here in
connection.
The studio.
I know.
She's amazing.
Thank you for that.
So what about actors? I know there's people watching from all over the world and listening from all over the world on YouTube, on my Facebook, on TikTok as well. And maybe they want to send you a photo. I mean, do you work with casting directors?
Or it's what
do you
like do? This. Nowadays, I've always... Okay. We have always handpicked the actors that we wanted for specific roles.
Okay.
So we do casting calls, and I do want to get that surprise like person that comes in, and they're like, and you're like, yes.
Right.
You know, like we found, okay, so we just found this amazing actress, Yasmin.
Okay.
Who was the lead in Mind Games that we just found, award-winning actress. She got a movie on Netflix called The Trail. Or no, it's on Prime right now called The Trail. And that we found through a casting call. But a lot of other people we handpick. So if you're out there and you're an actor, first of all, be professional. Have your photos in line. Have some demo material that we can look at, because I know in 10 seconds if that person fits for what I want. And I know that's harsh, but that's the truth. So as a producer, when you see this coming in, you're looking at these people coming in and you go, like them, want to see more.
Mm-hmm.
within 10 seconds and show your best stuff first.
Do you have monologues that you
monologues, okay. demo, any demo stuff you can get. Make sure the audio is on point. Make sure the footage looks good. If you got to pay somebody $500 to $1,000 to invest in yourself and do a little scene, maybe you have two actors, me and you actors, and I go, hey man, let's I'm gonna get this production company
live?
And split.
Can we, because you're an actor, you know can we mean? Put you on the spot? Do you have a monologue?
Well, I don't mean like right now.
Yeah,
I mean, technically, yeah. we're doing it right now. She's gonna throw you on the spot. Right?
Yeah,
but you can pay for somebody to come in and shoot your demo reel for you instead of waiting for somebody to pick you for a part.
Right.
So what I'm saying is, if me and you are actors, you got a friend that's an actor, we get a production company together, and somebody else, and they want $1,000 to shoot the footage, we split it $500 apiece, then we got a professional quality demo that we both are in.
That's right.
And I suggest things like that to kind of get started and get your feet wet.
So, you know, I have a lot of auditions that come here to the station. I have a lot of producers, directors that come on, and then we have talent. We're going to be putting singers on very soon and bringing them here, and then we have a music studio that we're going to be doing auditions as well. So I'm thinking of, let's see, you're an actor. We just got you an agent today.
Yep.
Do you want to just throw something at him to see how his acting experience is? You know, just kind of off the cuff.
I don't even know where to go from here. Where do we? I'm acting with you.
Or just, you know, set up a scene. Maybe a scene. And
I mean, I wouldn't even. I mean, give us a setting then. Okay. We're in a room. We're in an interrogation.
Okay.
I'll be a cop.
There we go.
Okay.
Okay.
Perfect.
Yeah. All right. So, Jimmy, I looked over your file. And you have a few things here that worry me.
Like what?
Well, we're going to get to that. But January 12th, where were you? Because your alibi doesn't stick.
I said I was with my sister. And that's going to stick. You can ask her. She'll tell you. We went to the club. We had
you with your sister?
I was.
Okay.
I was.
So you were with your sister.
Mm-hmm.
But I have somebody else that pinpoints you at a different club that night that said she was with you drinking. Does Sharon ring a bell?
I don't know, Sharon.
No?
Nope.
Were you drinking a little too much that night?
Maybe. I mean, like I said, I was with my sister. I mean, is it possible that maybe they could have seen a guy that looked like me? I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of people that can look like me. Curly hair, white. I mean, that's everywhere.
Which club was it?
It was the Hibachi Club.
The Hibachi Club?
Yes.
Where?
It's in North Tampa.
North Tampa? Are you sure about that?
100%.
Because I heard you might have been in St. Pete.
No, I wasn't in no St. Pete, man. You can.
Are you sure? Parking wrecks?
You need to talk to my sister. That's what you need to do, man.
Talk to your sister.
Yeah, you want to come up in my grill, but you need to be talking to her.
I mean, I'm a little far away to be up in your grill.
Well, as long as you're social distancing, I'm good.
6 feet away. I love this guy. He's hired. All right.
So that was like an improv skip. You know, for the people that are driving, what's going on at Hollywood Connections?
We're in interrogation room.
So how does he get connected with you, if you know, besides you going on
his
podcast?
I mean, first of all, we're friends on Facebook now. Yeah. So the biggest thing in that I have learned in this industry is building the connections like you have, okay? So you meet somebody, maybe you're not right for this movie, but you're right for the next movie.
Yep.
But you stay in contact, and you continually stay in contact, and The key I found is never to want anything and never to expect, but always be present to receive. Does that make sense?
Yes,
you know what I'm saying?
I think you're 100% right. I think a lot of people might take it too personally, and it just might be, you know, maybe the look or, you know, just something slightly off. But that's what I heard somebody say. I don't remember what it was, but he said, look, he's like, if I saw a wallet and I looked at it and I opened it up and it didn't have my driver's license, I'm not offended that that's not my wallet. I give it to the person that needs to have the wallet. And it's like the same thing with acting. Like, if this is not my part, then I give it to the person it deserves the part, you know? He's like, I'm not offended, right? He's like, I will find my wallet.
Yeah.
You know, and I was like, I like it. You pick it up.
Yeah. And then there's a different vibe you walk in with too when you don't need the role or you don't need anything from anybody that you're dealing with. Sure, you want to work with the people and you hope you can, but there's not a need there.
Yeah.
And there's a different vibe, I think, that comes off of that. Does that make sense?
I mean,
that's how we try to really... It took us years to understand that little key element, but has made us... has brought us tremendous resources and just connections and people that just want to help.
Yeah. Well, I've been on their red carpet and for Hacking Hollywood, Jollywood, and I will tell you, you also were at the Tampa Bay Film Society meeting talking about getting your films to Netflix and getting them out there and how to get on Amazon Prime like they are. And go to Amazon Prime, even if you're cleaning the house, what is it called? The Hauntings.
Haunted Tours.
Haunted Tours.
She's scared of that show, aren't you?
I guess haunted if you watch it at night.
Haunting.
Yes, we're still alive. Yes, we're
on. Somebody said it got interrupted.
Oh, okay. No, it says
it's still alive.
We're still alive. Yeah. But this is amazing. So I have to, real quick, you know, we do this because we feature TikTokers. And I want to thank, we've already got A.C.E. Cunnings actually sent some TikToks. And thank you so much for the shout out. And it's A.C.E. Cunnings, C-U-N-N-I-N-G-S, sent TikToks. And anybody else that does, you'll be shouted out. It'll go to live Facebook as well. And we do a replay watch party. And then we go to YouTube Live that you're on now.
Nice.
Tan Talk Radio Network. And it goes to podcasts. So there we go. There's our TikTok shout out for AC Cummings that sent some TikToks. Thank you so much. So in the meantime, Lisa, what are questions do you have for Mr. Brian Jollywood, Hollywood?
Okay. Hey, you cannot use Hollywood in the same sentence.
Jollywood.
It's Jollywood.
I'm Hollywood.
J-A-L-L-Y-W-O-O-D. I'm not very good at spelling, but
here we go. I got one. His Facebook here. No.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm Hollywood.
And that's Jollywood.
And he's Jollywood.
Yes.
He's Jollywood.
Okay. if somebody I've never acted. I've never acted. I've only sang in Aunt Johnny's movie Coco.
How did you get that part?
I got that here in the studio. It was crazy because you and I connected, and I had a dream that I was singing in a movie. So I thought I had drank way too much Tito's the night before.
That's
and
my here favorite
we are.
Vodka.
Anyways, but how to make a reel? Because I don't have anything. I have one item, which is Coco.
Yes.
And that's it.
And you got to wait, right?
And I what?
To get the footage, you got to wait, right?
Oh, yeah, it's still not done yet because of COVID.
Just like I said earlier, we set up a scene like we just did. You get two actors together and they split paying a production company to do it. You find some young, hungry filmmakers that are willing to bring in the sound gear and the equipment, and you shoot the scene and you pay them. And now you have something solid that you can show immediately.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then you do your reads, you know? Okay. You audition for parts and things
suggest?
Like that.
I mean, like a little bit of a drama,
all
comedy.
Right, let's try it with Lisa.
Whatever you're trying to do.
That's your trouble.
Whatever.
I know it as the Spanglish. I'm the Lucy, and, you know, I do Spanish. I go in and out.
Then play towards your typecast right now in the beginning.
Because everybody says I'm funny. I mean, I don't mean to be,
but
I'm all over the place, as you say.
Crazy funny.
Yeah.
So. Play it.
Okay. So let's do something with her. Set up something.
I can't believe this is either going to make me.
I don't know.
Or
I'm putting you on
really
this
putting
spot.
Me right on the spot
I
today.
I know she's
how come I'm involved in all the acting today? I don't. Act.
You're the producer. You're supposed to
be a producer.
I'm gonna put you on the spot and have you do a scene.
I was doing that at CJ.
We'll do that.
All right. You ready? All right. You guys are in the scene. You're at lunch. You're at lunch.
We're at lunch.
All right. And you're talking about what you normally talk about. So don't act.
Okay.
All right, ready?
Go ahead.
Action.
Hey, Lisa.
Hey, Dawn.
Are you on TikTok yet?
Not yet.
Why?
Well, because you don't even know my life is like crazy, crazy, crazy.
But I love TikTok. Have you seen what's going on with it?
I try.
Oh, no. I mean, what do you know about TikTok?
I know that you're on it all the time. TikTok.
She loves TikTok.
Dawn Reese is live all the time. I try to do my cooking. I try to do my exercises. And boom. There's Dawn Reese going live on TikTok, and I have to stop everything and start over and over. And tú sabes, es muy loca.
I know. You only have like 20 viewers.
I don't even know how I got the 20 viewers. I have no idea.
I have like 5,000 viewers.
It's because of the chia hair. That's why I tell everybody, chia.
She's throwing numbers around now.
The chia hair.
It's true. You ever seen the commercial for the chia pet?
Yeah,
I know. And then, you know, the chia man, and that's right here.
Yeah, but all right, how did the chia hair grow?
You water it and it grows. So you just throw a little agua en my cabeza and it's done deal.
All right. Well, you have to be on TikTok because there's so much happening on there. You have no idea. You know, you're a singer. You could be like...
I could be famous in a minute.
Cut!
Thank you.
It's not even acting at this point.
No, it's not.
That's like
not.
Real life story. You did
but you know what? So this is what's great about acting.
Yes.
You don't want to ever really act.
You just want to be you.
Yep.
The real Lisa V with two L's.
That
often
is a big
imitated
secret in film
but
and
never
TV.
Duplicated.
Unless you're going to murder somebody, then you might want to act that part a little bit. The murder part.
Oh, no.
Only the murder part, nothing else.
So, how did you start out in production and cameras and you and your brother? What was the big kickoff that you started?
what got me interested in it, actually probably action movies growing up, like Sylvester Stallone Van Damme. Like, those guys inspired me to do it. I was like,
Steven
I want to do that.
She knows
Steven
Seagal.
I wasn't a big Steven Seagal fan, I'll be honest with you.
Oh, you weren't?
Yeah, no. Arnold, Stallone, and Van Damme. Van Damme was my top.
Oh, yeah.
And that inspired me because I seen them on TV, and I'm like, and they're doing it, and I'm like, I want to do that. And then I just started doing it. Grabbed a camera. Me and my brother got a camera. We put fatigues on. And we started doing fight scenes in the backyard. We got videos of it, you know, out there with fake guns. And that's how it started. And then, yeah, now we got Jollywood. I don't know what that means, but.
But you know what? Clearwater and Tampa needs you. And Florida needs you for what you're doing and how you inspire so many people. And when I was interviewing them on the red carpet, they were so excited to be there at your event because you had experts. I mean, talk about some of the other experts that were on the panel.
I mean, yeah, we had people there that raised money, financing. Tom Malloy, who's raised $25 million in financing over the years, 16 feature films he's made. Glasshouse Distribution, we had people like that there that have the knowledge and experience, wrote the book literally called Bankrolled on how to bankroll your movie.
Wow.
So people like that is the people that we wanted to bring in and just give people real information. These people travel to all the major markets every year and sling movies, sell movies. They know what's hot, what's not at the time. Who's selling? Is Eric Roberts selling? Probably not.
Actually, you know, I interviewed Eric Roberts, and I had a story with him, and we became the story.
You became the story?
We did. We were on the red carpet at the Fort Lauderdale Film Festival.
Okay.
And I was talking to him about survival story, and he was in New York, and how he was surviving and didn't pay his rent. And then he just got this call for a movie, and then his luck changed, of course. But he said, don't turn around, Don. There were at least 100 photographers and paparazzi on us. And so I didn't care. I was just enjoying the story and the moment about his life. And a really good guy.
Is he? I never met him.
Oh. Well, he comes to the Christian Film Festival.
Eric Roberts does?
Yeah. And Kevin Sorbo. And
Kevin Sorbo.
We
he
had
shot a
Lou
movie
Gossett
here.
Jr. there.
Who?
Lou Gossett Jr. Oh,
I'm
my
not
gosh.
Good with names. I'm better
well,
at faces.
Well, it was virtual this year. They had a virtual Christian Film Festival. But I have an idea for you.
Uh-oh.
I have an idea. And there's another TikTok. Who just sent me that?
You with your TikTok.
Hello? Okay. Feel me, Brian.
Oh, I need everyone to follow each other.
It's great.
It keeps, you know what? People say about TikTok. My producer's looking at me going, what is she talking about?
Bond's like, oh, here we go. I should have called in sick today.
It gets you up in the morning. You get dressed. You want to make some TikTok videos.
There was a funny video.
Yes.
The father was in the back dancing, and it's, you know, I call it urban music. And it was funny because the girl, you know, she's probably 17, 18, and the dad's behind her. And then it starts dropping a whole bunch of F-bombs and stuff. Next thing you know, he's like hitting her because he had no idea how bad the song was. So he's in the back dancing. You watch his face. He goes, what? And he starts hitting his daughter. She's like, it was hilarious. I think you probably can find, I'll find it because it's in my, I saved
it. Well, people,
it.
Like, you can do duets with, I just did one with a lady that was talking about a crown. Like, you can fix your crown. But I have a real crown because I miss Florida.
I need your help. A few of my
You don't have your crown today,
out.
Though. You
no,
always have your crown.
No,
we
do.
We usually do
this
our
is Jollywood.
Crown.
Yeah, we do.
Where's my crown? I don't have a Mr.
We
Jolly.
Have to make
king.
Him.
I'm fixing to go
crown.
Buy you a crown.
Oh, no.
A king
no,
crown.
We're going to make him king of Jollywood.
There you go.
Uh-oh.
We're
going to
make
get
him
you
king
a sash
of Jollywood.
And everything.
What did I just get myself into?
Oh,
mess.
My God.
I'm
going
to have to wear a crown when I come
that.
In here from now on.
Big crown.
Yes.
Yes.
And Reddy will have
crown.
Him the big pimp jacket.
Do I get a pimp cane and a pimp cup? And then I'll do the splits.
Yes.
I have my pimp cup in this hand, my pimp crown in this hand, and then the splits.
Yes. Yes.
Well, here's my idea.
All right.
Okay, so, you know, I used to work
for... Are you pitching me right now?
Yes, I'm pitching you.
All right, let's
okay,
hear it.
Okay, so here's my big pitch. So I used to work for the World Championship of Performing Arts, okay?
Hmm.
So they would have where you would send in a video of whatever it was. Now, I had pageant training videos at the time that they won awards, but you have to pay for your award to get it nominated. So we had this award show, which is really cool, but what it took me a year and a half to realize what I wanted to do with them, and then it took me almost 9 months. I put the go-see room together. So if I had a go-see room with Jollywood, and I helped bring in some casting directors and agents and did the talent part like I'm doing for VH2 TV Network, then I could help with like people that are actors and they want to get an agent. We could bring up Paul from Famous Faces. We could bring in Keith from Alexa. We could bring in Bobby Hill Casting. We can bring in people. Like, I used to work for all the modeling schools.
Okay.
Did you know that?
I did not know
Oh,
that.
He's learning some things from me.
I am.
Okay, so let me back you up in time. I used to work for John Casablancas. And I was their talent manager back in Miami.
John Casablanca. I remember that.
Right. But, you know, the funny thing was people would come in, they'd sign up this green card, right? Mm-hmm. And I'd say, do you have your green card? And
green
then they'd
card.
Run
Get
out.
Green card.
No, they'd run out of my Gringo. Office. And I go, what happened? And they thought I meant green card. It was their green registration card.
Oh, yeah, you can't say green card in Miami. They'll run they and jump out of buildings. Are you kidding me?
And I realized what I was doing.
I had a construction company for years, and what was sad is the gray vans that were looking, that's the immigration van to do sweeps and stuff, would come into apartment complexes, and as sad as it was, my crew, I didn't have any issues. They all got to stay. They're like, no, we're good here. People were literally like jumping out the buildings for those workers who were a little bit iffy with their paperwork. So, you know, you say green card, it's like, you know,
well,
or
everybody
go La Migra, and everybody, which is immigration. And then it was like cockroaches, you know, take it off. It was hilarious.
Well, okay. So then it was Boca Talent back in the days. I was a commercial agent for her. Mm-hmm. And then there was Sarah Parker Talent, model and acting in West Palm.
Did like Sarah Parker? No, the Parker. Real Sarah Parker?
No, not her. Okay. A different. She is in Puerto Rico or Puerto in one of the Rico. Islands with a bed and breakfast now. She sold her agency.
Okay, we got to do something like that.
No, I'm trying to tell you something. No, so then it was in Phoenix, Arizona. It was the Young Agency. Mm-hmm. I worked with the kids department. I was a talent manager for kids over there. And then it was Marbles Kids. I used to teach acting and camera work and modeling. And then it was Model Productions. Now, that was a really fun job because I would go to the big stages and we'd set them up all over from here to New York. They put us in bed and breakfast. We'd actually have to pick up. Somebody's ringing.
Sorry. Denzel, you can. Not call right now. I've been trying to tell you that, honey. You cannot call. He's a follower. You know Denzel.
Oh, Denzel?
I'll show you him. Yeah. You do.
So anyways, I used to have to hire these crews of kids and interns, and we would put up the big stages, and they would try to be discovered. They're out of business now. But I would travel from here to New York and all the big malls, and we put up the big stages. If you ever saw those back in the days, that was me.
I do remember that.
Yes,
yeah,
and they would come out with a model walk and a search. And then, okay, so with all of the background in my agency work, I came up with an idea for the World Championships. So he said, I'll hire you to put all the go-sees. So we had agents, casting directors.
So what's a go-see?
So go-see would be like yourself or myself or Lisa. We have headshots, and we're going in, and we meet with them at their table. Hi, okay. I'm an actor. Here's my talent, or maybe they have a monologue to give them, or there's two ways you can do it. You can even have a stage in a separate room, and they come up on stage. Then they can, agents and casting directors and who's ever in the room that's looking for talent, mm-hmm. can say, I'm interested in 12, 5, 7, 10, whatever the numbers are. Then they get the callbacks, and then they can come back. So they give a monologue on stage, they can do something on stage, or they can meet one by one. Mm-hmm. So there's two ways. But that might be a good idea to help people from all over the world to come to your Jollywood, not just to meet film directors, producers, but also to meet agents as well.
Yeah.
And I've got agents.
Let's talk more because I don't understand it totally, but you're going to have to fill my slow brain.
Okay.
Sorry, guys. I got slow learner's disability.
I'm just coming up with a pitch right
and
now.
And she's pitching me and it's too quick. So, but we're gonna talk more.
Well,
see
I would
how we
have
can
never
more incorporate
known.
It.
Sitting across from you, you look like it's all together, all 100%. You're like, look, this is
I
way
fake
too
it.
Much.
I'm an actor.
Yeah. He's
fake
good.
It.
He's
fake
good.
It till you make it, baby.
But you know,
I can relate to that.
You know, people pay big conventions. They go to these big conventions, and trust me, I've seen it. And people pay a lot of money to go to these things. And if you have the price that's affordable for people, they can come in and they can just get discovered that way. And then with all these film directors, then they can have an agent to say that agent represents them. Mm-hmm. Like we have an agent, like here's an example. Somebody's texting me right now. I was in the Miss Teen California pageant in 1981. So this girl, okay, she's on here. Where's she at? TRUV8. I'm sorry, I have my glasses on. And so I have agents and casting directors and people in LA mm-hmm. that can help anybody from around the world. And we have a SAG agent under my show that gave me all the paperwork to help discover talent, like yourself, Brandon, today. Mm-hmm. So even though everything's going online now and auditions are going online, that they want you to do virtual. Like there was a MyPillow commercial that came in from frcasting.com, which is an extra place, but you can go and sign up for free. And it paid 150 $150 per person in your family, but they would give you all the stuff, like all my pillows and everything as well. Mm-hmm. But they wanted you to put on, how do you sleep at night? So everything lately I'm noticing with all the agents that are connecting with me are saying it's a virtual audition. But you have to be signed up with Casting Networks as well as the Actors Access. And once you have an agent, like Keith from Alexa Model and Talent, yes. He'll say, are you on Casting Network? Yes, I am. So would you do me a favor? Would you put my name as agent so they can get in touch with me? It's free to go on, but you get castings that come in all
for
the time.
Actors Access?
Actors Access, yeah. As well.
Yeah. What's the other one? The Agency Pro? You heard of that?
No, I haven't heard that one.
Or what is it? What is it? Boston Casting, as I got to them on it. I don't know if you got to meet the ladies from Boston Casting, but they were at the Pitch Fest.
Yes.
So they are super awesome. Kind of the same thing. I don't know if you got to connect with them totally.
No, I was a lot of interviews.
They're looking for people. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You were rocking it, yo.
Oh, yeah. Thank I was you. Like their preferred. Entertainment reporter. Yes. It was so amazing.
Yes. She's killing it.
Like, so amazing. Yes. So any questions you'd like to ask Brian, because you're the actor, and anything that you want to ask him?
Like what's some good advice to really get yourself noticed as an actor?
Just start like contacting people, like, and just like work and just do it. Like, so that's the biggest thing. I mean, networking, but just audition. And if you really, there's two options, okay? Because I act too, but I produce as well.
Yeah.
So I could just put myself in my own stuff. Yeah. It doesn't matter. So either you're going to produce and put yourself in your own stuff, or you're going to have to grind it out and actually get those gigs. So like you were saying, Actors Access is great for that. Mm-hmm. Our buddy Jaden, who's a Fitzpatrick, who's an actor and producing partner, that's what he does. He grinds it out. Actors Access, Backstage, like he hits all these agencies and he just puts in the work. So it's going to be having maybe a demo, like a little reel to kind of get attention, you know? Yeah. That's key. So having the photos on point, which JC Photography did mine. The dude's phenomenal. He's out of Orlando.
How much does he charge? What's a good spot price for a headshot?
Oh, shoot. I mean, you're going to pay probably around $300 to $500 for good headshots, somewhere in that vicinity, depending on where you're located. Mm-hmm. But it's worth it because it's the first thing they see. So if you really want to do this as a career, this is what I say. Go get, save up, you know, $2,000, work, just put the work in first, get the money, get some professional headshots, and then shoot like a demo, your own self-tape demo.
Got it.
And then use that, you know?
Yeah.
And then just start auditioning.
Next question, when do I get to be in your next movie?
Oh.
I got to see your stuff. Send me over your headshots.
Let's do it, man. I'm ready.
Headshots and demos. I want to see them.
I'm ready.
If anybody wants to contact me, brianjalbertjr@gmail.com. brianjalbertjr@gmail.com.
That's awesome. What? How long have you been producing?
7 years? Eight years now? Yeah.
I'm still trying to figure out if you're older than me or not.
I don't know.
How old
are you?
I'm 30.
All right, I'm 36.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, awesome. A little older.
You look younger than me, no lie.
Thanks, dude. It's my genetics.
Not that you look older, but yeah, I thought you were.
I agree.
It's the haircut. I try to look younger. To appeal to a younger audience, I don't know.
Well, also, there's some things coming up. I found out that the, Tony Sun Armor.
Oh, no, Sunscreen.
Sunscreen Film Festival.
Yeah, is that going on?
It'll be in the fall, I heard. And then also Dunedin Film Festival, you're going to be talking to Cameron, finding out what's happening with that coming up. That's an amazing film festival.
She's awesome.
Wow.
Love their festival.
Exactly. I do too. I mean, so many amazing directors that are local that you can find work. And that's the thing is, you know, people think, oh, I wish or I dream. I put a video up, you guys, on TikTok, of course.
No.
No, did I really?
No,
yes, I did.
You on TikTok?
Am I on TikTok? Yeah.
I have no idea.
So the thing is, it says, you know, a lot of people are like, I wish I could be a part of this. There are steps to take to get there. And I was a teacher at Barbizon for a while.
I remember. I heard of them.
Yeah. I had to do a whole show because you had to go teach.
Yep. I was traveling. And then I was traveling doing the marketing. And then I was hiring people out of the malls. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's all changed. Now they're doing virtual auditions. Right. Everybody's doing virtual auditions. Nice. So, and that's the thing. Do you have a monologue prepared by chance?
No, I don't.
That's the one thing I would highly suggest somebody to do is get a monologue, a comedy monologue or a drama series monologue. Mm-hmm. Put it on video. Take it from your favorite movie. Take it from your favorite comedy.
Well, I can pull that out anytime. time.
Okay, how about now?
How
she likes to open people's spot today.
She wants to
get after it, bro. She's getting after it, man.
Yeah. So, anyways, we have about 15 minutes left, guys, and I'm just going through.
About 11.
Yes, 11 minutes left. Oh, 10 minutes. Okay,
we got 10.
Wow.
It's the fun.
Time flies when you're having fun.
I know. So you have some shout outs real quick.
We have a birthday, so I'm sorry, I didn't mean to grab it like that.
I did not mean that, I promise.
Yes, it's sometimes it won't move nicely, the microphone, so I don't want to be going ee. But first and foremost, due to COVID, people's birthdays aren't being celebrated like they used to. And on Facebook, thanks to the I Love St. Pete, thank you, Stan Arthur, you rock. His group, I saw, hey, I want everybody to help wish my wife a happy birthday because of our newborn. We don't want to go anywhere. Well, Joshua, we are going to sing happy birthday to your wife, Jenna. And hopefully this will be the best birthday that she has because she's on TikTok, Dawn. She's on YouTube. She's on Facebook. She's 4 million listeners in the Tampa area. So we want to wish her a happy birthday. Vaughn, do we have that song ready to go?
Oh, I have one from Deborah Hampton. The happy birthday from Deborah.
Well, I got the, if he has it, ready to go. Go ahead. We're going to play like 15 seconds of it. So, Jenna, this is your day. Your husband wanted to make sure that it was the best birthday ever. Congratulations on the new baby. But here it is.
Oh, that's
my birthday to you.
And you got a whole bunch of awesome. Nathan 601. I'm trying to read the TikToks.
My birthday's next month.
Yes. So, all right.
Happy
thank
early
you there.
Birthday.
I know.
And also, we have anybody, if you're local into the area, St. Pete Beach, or call 727-441-3000. The next six callers or whoever TikToks who's local will mail you out a gift card to please let Joy know that you saw us to either Basil Leaf or Nori Thai in St. Pete Beach. Basil Leaf is located at 6395 Golf Boulevard, St. Pete Beach. And Nori Thai is located at 7612 Blind Pass Road. And she's got six $25 gift certificates to anybody who calls the show, 727-441-3000. We also have they're already calling in right now for those gift cards. And I want to give an amazing shout out. I was able to purchase a vehicle. I'll post that later. But Nala and Caitlin from Creole Motors Tampa Bay, they have been family owned and operated since 1952. They are located at 4870 66th Street North. Phone number 727-877-3229. Hours are Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturday, 9 to 6. We also have three other places that if you have not tried Vancetta Food Truck, he is amazing. He is located in the Cage Brewery at 2001 First Avenue South. His hours are Wednesday through Friday, 5 to 10, Saturday, 2 to 10, and Sunday, 2 to 8. And the Cage Brewery is open Monday through Thursday, 3 to 11, Friday and Saturday, 12 to 12, and Sunday, 12 to 8. If any of you want to move to Central Avenue, there are great studio apartments for $250 deposit, $850 a month. Please call Lisa Cleary at 727-645-8366. And for those of you, today is Meatball Monday at the Pesky Pelican. $7.99. Tomorrow's Taco Tuesday. He's got $3 humongous tacos. I've had them. They're great. We've got pork chicken, beef, or fried avocado. I haven't tried that. I'm going to try them tomorrow. They are located at 923 72nd Street North in St. Pete. And last but not least, we have Nico's Dog and Sports Bar that carries Captain Rusty's dips. Your son loves our lobster dip. It's the best. And he's at 9524 Blind Pass Road. Please let Tony know we sent you. Please let everybody know that Hollywood Connections. We give gift cards. We also, through TikTok, we sponsor beauty queens. So yes, we definitely give back. So anybody who wants to sponsor the show, please, you know, Dawn Reese or myself, and we will shout you out, do a birthday, and all that great stuff.
That's right. Also, the last TikTok money that came in, actually, we gave it to a little girl in Wisconsin, and we're sending her, actually, it went out today, her sash and crown. Oh, wow. That's where my TikTok money went, because the mom couldn't afford her to be in beauty pageants. So
that's awesome.
That's amazing. And that's another lady that just sent Nathan601, woo, send me some TikTok. Yes. That, just to support, they say, just to help support what you do. And that's where that goes. So in the meantime, if you would like to, can we play the National Comedy Hall of Fame? I don't know if you guys have seen it, what's coming up. Chevy Chase may be in town pretty soon, and I'll get to interview him in the fall. Chevy National Chase. Comedy Hall of Fame. You have to check it out on holiday. It's amazing. It's a history of comics. Do you have that commercial, Vaughn? The National Comedy Hall of Fame. And while he's looking for that, another quick panda, Nathan. Thank you so much for the panda, Nathan 601.
I got to learn about all these pandas and hearts,
pandas and
I have no idea what they mean.
Panda Express?
Panda Express.
Is that what you're talking
not
about?
As good, not as good as Basil Leaf and Nori Thai, located in St. Pete.
Oh,
kidding.
Yes. I love their food.
I know.
Amazing.
I know. We got to have them just a part. We're making him a part of the show.
How come we don't have that here, like right now? Like, don't we have
some
samples?
Because we need more sponsors.
Well, we have Captain Rusty's Seafood Dip out there. I just didn't want it to get hot on the line.
We do have a restaurant that
Migato
is...
chips.
Thank you.
For the dip, right?
I got... I dip, you dip, we dip. I put my hand up on this chip.
I love
chip
that song.
That is my song.
Sing that.
Put your hand upon my hip. When I dip, you dip, we dip. I put my hand upon my hip. When you dip, we dip, we dip. Seriously, that's how everybody knows.
Okay.
I'm in Publix, and I hear these two guys behind me, it's a dip lady, and I'm like, and all of a sudden I feel something, you know, on my shoulder. They said, you're that dip lady that we see all over. I know, if
you're
you say it.
You're a famous dip lady?
I'm not kidding you.
Hold up. You're the famous dip lady?
I am the dip lady in St. Pete Beach. I'm not kidding you. It's crazy.
She's a dip lady.
It's the best dip. You're going to
really
be able to
dip.
Say that.
So. Now, can you send that dip over?
You to that.
Thank you, Nathan.
Yes.
Am I the dip?
Hi. So we have like 3 minutes
underlying
left.
Underlying notation there.
I can't deal.
You're
too much.
So when are you coming back?
Next week.
I don't know. When do you
my
want
special.
Me back? Well, tomorrow. Maybe not next week.
Wait, you can have him at your
you know
special.
What?
I can have him on my special.
Well, and maybe I only have
weeks.
A half an hour right now. But
I'll
then, like I said,
info.
I'm going to get an hour when I get more people. And
okay, here.
Them.
Now we're fighting over
in
you.
2 weeks.
I'm a lover, not a fighter. That's a joke.
So, Vaughn, on the calendar, I think we're on the 30th, right? We have the Tuesday, the 30th, from 8
Tuesdays?
To 9.
8 to 9.
Those are the Beauty Queen. And then
Taco Tuesday and Hollywood Connections go great together.
9:30.
What am I, 9 to 9:30?
Yes.
Okay, good thing I'm writing that down.
Then I'm 9:30 to 10 with a special. So
oh, awesome.
We're adding an extra half hour.
Yeah, so anybody out there, you know, give me a shout.
So then you have to bring your brother.
He's a tough one to get out, you know? He's getting famous now.
So he's forgetting the little people.
Yeah,
right?
You know, and he's just hiding out in his mansion over on the beach, you know? And I'm just like, dude, what are you doing, man? He's like, I'm just reading scripts. I'm directing movies.
If somebody has a script or a screenplay, does he read them if they want?
I'll be honest with you. We actually develop a lot of our own scripts.
I figured.
So it's hard for us it's hard to read so many damn scripts. But if we get something we like, sure. But that's what we do in the Pitch Fest, too.
Right.
So the Pitch Fest is for if you have a script.
You want to
like,
be
you're
right.
Going to get in the hands of people that are looking for scripts.
Yep.
You know?
Exactly.
You might have the next big movie. I mean, you don't know your idea.
Well, they're
could
already
be
on Amazon Prime. Are you
well,
on,
not them.
Are
I'm
you on
saying
Netflix?
Well, we do have the next big movie, but, you know.
No, I'm saying the person that may come to, you know, the Hacking
you
Hollywood.
You never know.
They could say, here's my idea, and everybody goes, we love it. Next thing you know,
well,
okay, we're interviewing them on the red carpet.
We only have, 2 minutes? Oh, we have to play that commercial, National
yes.
Comedy Hall of Fame. We'll
ooh,
be
yes.
right back.
Right back, 106.1
check
FM
it out when
heat.
You're in Florida.
Yes.
The National Comedy Hall of Fame Museum is now open in Tampa Bay. Information on the museum can be found at nchof.com. The museum just announced the induction class of 2020, which includes legends such as Joan Rivers, Eddie Murphy, Will Ferrell, Dan Aykroyd, and John Cleese. Also on site, there are live comedy classes and stand-up comedy. Information on the comedy classes can be found at hofcomedyschool.com, and the live shows are posted at comedyhof.com. Come out and see us.
And we're back. Thank you so much for tuning in. Yes. You can also go to my TikTok, which everything's on there. Don Reese Show.
Brian, and he's stretched, and he's just this.
But here's what also, you have not seen my digital business card yet. Have you seen my business card?
And I got mine because of you.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
I got mine because
if
of you.
If you go to the top of my TikTok page up here, click on my digital business card, and you can have as many links. It's amazing. What one are you saying?
Okay.
We have 1 minute. I know.
We do.
We're good.
Okay,
we're good.
A TikTok you don't stop to the... A TikTok you don't stop to the... A TikTok you don't stop. Ooh. You know the song. Yeah, that's as far as we can go on that song.
So we only have a second. Give your website
yes,
one more time.
Please.
jailbirdbrothers.com.
That's right. Give your podcast information.
And Bustin Experience on YouTube.
There we go. And Lisa V.
I am the real Lisa V with two L's, often imitated and never duplicated. Please follow me Facebook, Lisa A. Vasquez, and everywhere else.
And also, if you'd like to be a reporter, a beauty queen reporter, yes, check out all my digital business card and Dawn Reese Show, Dawn Reese on Facebook. And we'll see you next week.
Peace.
We're so excited that you're here. God bless you. We may God give you all, you know, the desires of your heart today and every day. Bye, everybody.
See you guys. Bye.
All right.